Starting in about a month, the U.S. government will be reaching out to each of us to ask us questions about ourselves. So to learn more about what is expected of us, we went directly to the source, the U.S. Census Bureau.
My name is Carol Bush, and I'm a partnership specialist with the United States Census Bureau. My office is located in Elkins. The census occurs every 10 years and has occurred every 10 years since 1790. It's mandated by the United States Constitution, and it helps us to determine congressional representation and boundaries, as well as how over $675 billion is distributed to the U.S. states and territories each year. And it's how we get our federal tax dollars back into our communities. Funding for schools and for transportation, roads, healthcare, businesses. These are the numbers that we operate off of for funding.
Carol, what is the timeline for this census?
People are going to start seeing a media outreach by the federal government to encourage folks to participate in the census. That should be going on now. Also going on now into about March 6th, they'll be doing what they call group quarters, and that's where they count people who are living in group housing situations like correctional facilities, nursing homes, places like that. And then on March 12th, the federal government will start mailing out invitations to households to participate in self-report on the census survey, and that will occur for the last couple weeks in March. And those folks who get their mail delivered to a post office box, someone will hand deliver that invitation. If somebody's not home, they'll leave it on the door. It will be a letter that has a census ID number on it. And so what it's asking is for people to self-report either online or using their phone. They can also call the number in and answer those questions, or if they wait a couple weeks, the government will then send them a paper survey that they can fill out and mail back in. They will have probably until the end of May to self-report. And then for those people who, for whatever reason, don't self-report, they can expect to have someone come knocking on their door. Like the traditional census takers, May, June, July, there will be people out. When census takers are out in your communities, they'll let law enforcement know so that if you have somebody in the area that's unfamiliar, you can call and check it out. But the census workers will also have identification on them. They should be wearing a shirt that IDs them as a census worker. That way, folks shouldn't be fearful of opening the door. They'll know that this is legitimate. The survey itself is just 9 questions, your name and your birthday. You have to identify a person as the head of the household, and then they report on every person living in that household. It will be asking how many people are living in the household, whether it's a house, an apartment, or a mobile home, what that person's gender is, and whether they own or rent their property. There are questions about what their race is. Very basic information. For people that are living in transitory situations, they don't necessarily have to be related to the head of the household. They might maybe be registered someplace else to vote. They might be claimed on someone else's tax return. But it's strictly about where they live and stay the majority of that time. That's why there's some confusion with college students in that the parents think because they're on their tax return or on their financial aid form that they should be reporting that student on their census form. But the reality is the student lives the majority of the year wherever they're attending college. And so that's where they're counted. So the reality is it's who's living in that household at that time. So once they fill that census form out, all that data is collected. It's held confidential. None of our information is shared, not even with other agencies, and that's by law. And then it's compiled, and it is given to the president on December 31st, 2020. The Senate and Congress will find out the result in early of 2021, and then the rest of us get to find out in the spring of 2021 whether we've gained population, lost population, or stayed about the same.
Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.